This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The CEO of J.P. Morgan Chase Bank, Jamie Dimon, says there's a financial storm on the horizon, but no one knows how bad it will really be.
It's a hurricane. Right now it's kind of sunny, things are doing fine, you know, everyone thinks the Fed can handle this. That hurricane is right out there down the road coming our way. We just don't know if it's a minor one or Superstorm Sandy.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott is ordering an immediate review of all schools in the state. He wants to make sure they're following safety measures after last week's horrific shooting in Uvalde, Texas. Governor Abbott told officials to conduct unannounced random intruder audits. The goal is to find weak access points and to see how quickly staff can enter a school without being stopped. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
What kind of help does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims, and we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.
After 6 weeks of testimony, a decision was reached in the Johnny Depp Amber Heard libel trial. On Wednesday, Depp won the defamation lawsuit he filed against his ex. A Virginia jury awarded him $10.35 million in damages. Amber Heard also partially won her counter-lawsuit over comments made by Depp's lawyer, Adam Waldman. The jury awarded her $2 million in damages. The Dallas Cowboys NFL Club is helping the families of Uvalde, Texas, after last week's school shootings.
The Dallas Cowboys and the NFL Foundation are giving $400,000 in total to help South Texas families affected by the Uvalde school shooting. Team Executive Vice President Charlotte Jones saying last week's attack on Robb Elementary broke everyone's heart, and she promised to keep victims in her thoughts and prayers. Half the money will go to the Robb School Memorial Fund, while the other half will go to the Uvalde Strong Fund. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
NASA announced two private companies, Axiom Space and Collins Aerospace, will develop the next generation spacesuits that future astronauts will wear to conduct spacewalks and eventually kick around the surface of the moon. As some in America would like to see a complete ban on guns, in reality, other measures can be taken to fight the hate and the mass shootings that plague our nation. Representative Pete Sessions, a self-described strong NRA member, tells Newsmax a meeting Friday should result in more answers.
We are going to have a large meeting in Waco, Texas on Friday with almost 30 of our superintendents, our sheriffs, our county judges, where we are going to talk about the things that we need to do to be reapprised to avoid this happening other places. The events that happened in Uvalde obviously are taking a different turn. I'm not sure, and I'm not sure anybody knows the real truth of it, but he now sees what kind of circumstance he's in, and that the public comments that he makes or those to investigators will be verified, and it means that he is now being very careful about what he says.
The congressman is referring to Uvalde school police chief Pete Arredondo, who led a flawed law enforcement response to last week's school shooting and misinformation regarding actual events and timelines by the 18-year-old shooter. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
This is a potter's field. When people can't pay for their funerals, they are buried here. It is a lonely, desolate place, littered with unmarked headstones. No one visits. No one leaves flowers. But it doesn't have to be that way. For as low as $1 a day, you can ensure your family will have the money to pay your funeral expenses. We offer burial insurance plans that pay up to $30,000. Considering the average funeral costs more than $10,000, that's peace of mind for your family. There are no medical exams, your rates won't increase, and your policy cannot be canceled as long as you make your premium payments. Call now to get approved in minutes and ensure your final resting place is more than just a pauper's grave in a potter's field.
800-562-2407. 800-562-2407. 800-562-2407. That's 800-562-2407. Paid for by Final Expense Direct.
Back on track. Bill Martinez live.
You knew it wasn't going to be easy, but hey, look, that is our commitment to you and for you, because we are a government up for by we the people. We still maintain that regardless of what the elites would want us to believe. And I believe there will be a day of reconciliation on this where the truth will win out, because that's how powerful the truth is. It's 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Megan Barth joins us now, founder proprietor of ReaganBabe.com. Hey, Megan, how you doing?
I'm doing well, Bill. How are you?
Hey, not as well as Johnny Depp. I mean, you know, $15 million, the richer. You know, what a mess. I mean, you and I kind of like just let this play out. And now that it's, you know, it's over, we can kind of breathe. Every once in a while I would turn on the TV and watch it. I thought, wow, this is just, I don't want to get it on me. You know what I mean? It was just so ugly and negative. It's like we have enough to deal with than to deal with somebody's divorce and, you know, stuff that we don't want to hear about.
Well, yeah, you know, it spoke to a much larger issue that was really related to politics as well, and that was the Me Too movement. It was the Believe All Women. It was men are guilty before proven innocent, and we saw this play out in the courts, whether it was Brett Kavanaugh or at the latest, Johnny Depp. We have a woman who is mentally unstable, who has obviously a history of violence. She was basically diagnosed with some sort of bipolar disorder. And so we have an accuser that's actually the abuser.
Yes.
And that was Amber Heard. And you could see really right through her testimony. I didn't watch the case, you know, all day long, but at night I would tune into court TV and kind of watch the highlights and learn quite a bit. And it really kind of captivated the world. You know, hundreds of thousands of people tuned into this case, and it provided a lot of people a respite from what is going on within this administration. It was reality TV at its finest. I always say you can't write, you know, reality TV like this. This is exactly, you know, what happens behind closed doors.
Right.
And Johnny Depp will walk away with a total of $8 million. Amber Heard doesn't have $8 million. So we will see what happens. And also, lastly, you know, Amber Heard lied about her divorce settlement and how awful. She promised to give the $7 million from her divorce to charity, and she ended up squandering it and lying about it.
Yeah, it's this is the power of the truth. I mean, eventually it comes out, and it is, I guess, in that sense, a bit refreshing, as you said, you know, in light of the hashtag movement where, you know, like Maisie Hirono said, you know, you guys just got to sit down and shut up, you know. Well, okay, we sat down and shut up, and we hear your version of the truth. And the truth, regardless, eventually finds its way out. And in this particular case, you know, the jury was able to, you know, render, I believe, an appropriate verdict that, you know, people cheered about, as opposed to what happened with the Michael Sussman case, right?
Yeah, and why John Durham never requested a change of venue, I will never know. Did he really think that he was going to get a fair trial in Washington, D.C.?
You got three of the people, three of the jury people have, you know, donated to, you know, Hillary's campaign. And like, you know, we were talking to John Guandolo earlier in the first hour, Megan. John was with the FBI for, I don't know, 10 years or so. So I said, John, come on. You're going to tell me the FBI is that stupid? They don't know who Michael Sussman was? I mean, these are all, you know, they're all from the same gene pool there in the Beltway. They know each other. They see each other at the cocktail parties. They know they've got the stories, and they're going to see Sussman coming in like he's just some innocent third party with nothing to gain on this. Are you kidding me? I mean, really, the FBI is that stupid?
Well, there's a couple things that also came out of that trial. One of the jurors that found Michael Sussman innocent came out and made a statement that there are worse things to do than lie to the FBI. Oh, really? Well, I would like to understand if that juror was ever under FBI investigation and someone lied to the FBI about their investigation, if they would have the same response. And that reminded me of the OJ trial when one of the jurors came out and says, what does DNA have to do with it? Oh, okay.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You see, Michael Flynn. See, General Flynn should have known that. If he'd have had that as part of his defense, then maybe he wouldn't have been, you know, so brutally destroyed, you know, by the FBI, right?
Right. I really can't think of much worse things to lie to the FBI, especially if you are the person that is under investigation by the FBI, like Michael Flynn, like you say. So, you know, we have a jury that was absolutely tainted. And now again, once again, Hillary Clinton walks scot-free. And this really is a larger testament to absolutely, as you mentioned, of how rotten the swamp is. Is that, and there was also another expose given by Matt Gaetz on Tucker Carlson, that the FBI has an office set up in Perkins Coie. It's the Democrat, the largest Democrat legal organization. Which was formerly headed by Mark Elias until he rigged the 2020 election with Lawfare. They literally have an office set up in a Democrat legal firm. What is going on here? So not only is the swamp corrupt, but our number one investigative agency is rotten to the core.
No, this is incredible. Well, you know, the truth is starting to come out slowly but surely as we continue to pursue these things. I don't know if you saw this or not, but in Los Angeles, believe it or not, voter fraud was reversed. It was discovered. And the winner who was originally announced the winner, he's kicked out. And so he loses his seat. The number two person, because they were able to find at least four votes, it was that close, but they were able to discover four solid votes that were illegal. And the judge in Los Angeles, of all places, believe it or not, and the stronghold of the liberal left in California, reversed the outcome. And remedied the situation not years later, not forever never, but within a matter, I think it was less than 4 weeks, they were able to come to that conclusion and do right by the voters. Is that amazing?
Yes, I'm sorry. Which case was that?
This was a case in Los Angeles where there was voter fraud, and the judge was able to discern this and remedy the problem within a matter of weeks, as opposed to on the national level, here we are years later, and there's no remedy. We're stuck with this knucklehead that continues to destroy our country and take us down the yellow brick road of socialism, and he's so delusional, he's upset with the media saying, I'm not getting fair reporting. You know, they're really not taking care, and they're not propagandizing enough for me. My words, propaganda, he didn't say that, but he's pouting because he's not, in his assessment, he doesn't have the media on his side. We've got to go to break. More from Megan after this. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Iberoa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
This is Don Schenk with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. God is moving in Albania and Kosovo, with the Tide Ministry partners in the area hearing from thousands of listeners just in the first quarter of the year. Many people call or write in to tell our radio pastors how their gospel messages are bringing positive change into their lives. This high number of listeners responding to the Tide Gospel broadcasts demonstrates the genuine desire of the people to know more about God. And we're grateful to have committed partners who follow up with listeners and lead them into genuine faith. Even as we're celebrating these impressive numbers, we're taking steps to expand our outreach team in Albania to provide even more opportunities for people to hear about Jesus. To learn how you can pray for and encourage people in Albania and Kosovo whose lives are being eternally impacted by hearing the good news of Christ in their own language, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine-to-bar.com.
Keep on rising. Wall Street
with you. 19 minutes after the top of the hour. A little bit of hope for you. Indy Aria, I cannot believe I just have not heard about her sooner. So it just kind of tells you I must be living such a sheltered life. But the Peloton community, Megan, has expanded. You know, some of my musical appreciation and has led me to Indy Arie, and she's been around for a long time and has such a heart, you know, for peace and love and good thoughts and that. And, you know, I love this song, that there's hope. And, you know, I think that sometimes in the midst of all the negative crud that we're dealing with and the threats that are about our country with open borders and energy crises, the World Economic Forum putting pressure and in charge of Joe Biden. And, of course, Barack Obama continues pulling the levers and the things that are coming out of the White House. I can appreciate people just thinking, this is, you know, how am I going to handle this? I mean, I go to fill up my gas tank, and you know, you were talking last week that normally it was about $30 for you, now it's $60. You know, and same thing, you know, people are, you know, having to pay over $100 to fill up their gas tank, and you know, they're very frustrated, and then we can't find baby formula, and there's food crisis on the horizon. I mean, there's nothing, you know, bright that is coming out of the White House, and I say bright and hopeful. So we have to rely on those things that have been traditional, whether it's music or our faith or, you know, good friends, Megan, that that can help us remember that, look, at this too shall pass. We've been through this before, and we can count on the American people, its ingenuity and its hard work. But we also need to do something that Ronald Reagan did when we were able to vote him in, and that was to get the regulators and get the bureaucracy out of the way so that the American people can truly be free once again, right?
Right, and the American people are very resilient people. I mean, look what we just went through in 2 years, and now we've got to suffer another 2 years under this regime, and all this suffering is by design. This is not the workings of someone who's incompetent. This is the workings of someone who's determined, and they are determined to fundamentally transform this country. Whoever that is that's leading the White House, and I believe it's the former regime under Barack Obama, all of this suffering is by design, because they certainly could fix the problems that they've created. They could secure the border. They could open up the leases and what Donald Trump did to create energy independence. And instead, we're relying on third world dictators, not only for our immigration policies, but also our gas prices. I was reading yesterday, and there will be it should be coming out today, a report I did. Kamala Harris is coming to Nevada to kick off the 90th annual Mayor's Association meeting held in Reno. And I looked at the agenda, and because the headline was Kamala Harris is coming. So I looked at the agenda, and within it, they wanted to talk. It was heavy on climate change, of course, even though it's a Republican and Democrat Mayor's Association. It was all about climate change. And I clicked on one of the categories and topics of discussion, and it was something to do with electric vehicles. And so I opened it up, and I expanded it. And within the description of the panel was, as federal, local, and state governments phase out the internal combustion engine. Now, do we understand what that means?
Yeah.
So there is a plan.
Yeah, it's a fait accompli.
They're not telling us to completely phase out cars. Now, not electric cars, but every car that has an engine. So that would be every bus, every truck, every semi, and every car. And so Joe Biden said it clearly, as well as others within his administration, that these high gas prices are by design, because they want people to have so much pain that they are willing to change the way they get around. Now, they can then they can abandon their car because they can no longer afford to fill it up, mm-hmm. and then they will take the new electric buses that are plaguing our cities everywhere. And so they'll force you into mass transit some way or another, or they will force families into somehow coming up. And I started looking at the prices of electric cars and how much electric cars cost families. The average price of an electric car is $55,000. Now, that's according, I believe, to Consumer Reports. Then you have to install a $1,200 system in your garage in order to charge your car. And your insurance goes up 21% on average. And your electricity bill goes up depending on how much you drive. If you only drive 50 miles a month, which is nothing, that's about, what, 10, 15 miles a day? Not even a day. 50 miles. It's like a mile a day. It would be $66 added to your electric bill. If you drive 10 miles a day or more, it's $266 added to your electric bill. And these are already electric bills that are astronomically expensive, and we are paying about 40% more in energy costs.
Exactly.
So how is the average family of four that's taxed to death already, that is likely driving a older car, not a new model, remember cash for clunkers under Obama?
That was the first phase to get rid of combustible.
Right. So this is how this administration is operating. It's to create enough suffering in order to break the will of the people and force them into whatever design they have for the masses, which is specifically mass transit that's electric, as well as electric vehicles. And that's not me being Miss Conspiracy Theorist tinfoil hat. This comes directly from the agenda of the 90th Annual United States Conference of Mayors.
Yeah, this is, you know, we've been groomed all along here, which is amazing what the Democrats and Joe Biden and the lefties have done. They've used our money to groom us, to try to convince us that we need to go green, when even the science can't really say, as much as they cheat and lie and fudge and everything else about the science of climate, it has been a false argument from day one. You know, Richard Blumenthal said, which I thought was quite the self-indictment. He said, falso in uno, falso in omnibus. If you're false in one thing, you're false in everything. And would think about the argument initially that Al Gore presented. None of that has come true. So you're wrong there. So you're wrong in everything, according to Richard Blumenthal. But yet we're still forced to believe this, and people are slowly but surely, because of all the propaganda of them using our money, taxpayer money, to put this upon us, it is leading people to believe that this is a suggestion. And what you said is a question that we asked long ago, is what's the exchange here? What are we exchanging for, you know, fuel, for fossil fuel, versus what it's going to cost there versus what it's going to cost by going all green? Now, according to a Foreign Policy magazine, amazing, they said 100% green energy could destroy the planet. This is the untold story about green energy, is that it can possibly be scaled up to provide anywhere near the energy to replace fossil fuels, unless we are headed back to the Stone Age, which is what some of the degrowth advocates favor. Now even some of the half-sane enviros are pointing to a little noticed study by the World Bank showing that the moving toward 100% solar, wind, and electric battery energy could be just as destructive to the planet as fossil fuels. Now here's some of the minerals that would be needed in order to do this. They're talking 34 million metric tons of copper, 40 million tons of lead, 50 million tons of zinc, 162 million tons of aluminum, 4.8 billion tons of iron, and that's just a start, Megan. So to your point here, they're not counting the cost. This is an insane direction that they want to lead the American people back to the Stone Age to. Oh, you just love this, don't you? A little bit of knowledge, right, a little bit of power. Unbelievable. Megan Barth, you're awesome. Thank you. Appreciate
individuals
it.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
The CEO of J.P. Morgan Chase Bank, Jamie Dimon, says there's a financial storm on the horizon, but no one knows how bad it will really be.
It's a hurricane. Right now it's kind of sunny, things are doing fine, everyone thinks the Fed can handle this. That hurricane is right out there down the road coming our way. We just don't know if it's a minor one or Superstorm Sandy.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott is ordering an immediate review of all schools in the state. He wants to make sure they're following safety measures after last week's horrific shooting in Uvalde, Texas. Governor Abbott told officials to conduct unannounced random intruder audits. The goal is to find weak access points and to see how quickly staff can enter a school without being stopped. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, BillMartinezShow.com. You know, have you ever found yourself in a situation where a cardiac arrest is taking place and you think, gosh, it's been so long since I've taken any CPR training, you know, what would my response be? Well, cardiac arrest results in death nearly 90% of the time when it happens outside of a hospital setting, which is most of the time. Knowing what to do and how to administer CPR could help save a life. A new survey found that while most believe that CPR will improve a person's chance of surviving a cardiac arrest, only 6 in 10 say they would take charge and give someone CPR. Lack of training or knowledge on how to perform CPR was the number one reason, with 3 in 10 also citing a fear of hurting someone or facing legal consequences. Here to tell us more about it is Dr. David Pryor and Dr. Inezi Uzendo. Gentlemen, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Well, this is National CPR Week, so thank you for coming on to bring a spotlight on the importance of CPR because, it can happen anytime, anywhere, right, Dr. Pryor?
Exactly, Bill. And what you highlighted in the intro is really important, that CPR does save lives. Again, over 350,000 cardiac arrests every year outside of the hospital setting. And what we know is that you do have to act quickly, right? You know, the heart's job is to circulate the blood throughout the body and deliver that oxygenated blood to many of our organs, including our brain, right? And we know that if the brain, for example, doesn't have oxygen for over 4 minutes or so, you can have permanent damage. So CPR really is a technique that somebody can use very quickly at the scene to help circulate blood throughout our system as we await for more definitive care and we wait for emergency services to come. So knowing CPR is very important. That can save lives.
Yeah, it's just incredible. Think about 0 to 4 minutes of time. I mean, if that doesn't raise the sensitivity level for having a sense of urgency, I don't know what will. Dr. Pryor, what are the reasons causing hesitancy for people to step in and give someone CPR?
Yeah, Bill, you know, the recent survey just released by the American Heart Association, it was funded by the Anthem Foundation, and that survey really said that people still a lack of training, lack of knowledge is one of the big reasons why people hesitate. Sometimes people are scared about, you know, legal ramifications. You know, this is a stranger. What if I harm them? And one of the big things I'll say is that, you know, there are laws called the Good Samaritan laws that say if you are really acting in an emergency situation, you're there trying to help somebody, that you really don't have to worry about any getting sued or any legal ramifications. You're protected under those laws because we really want to encourage people to step in. Don't be fearful about, you know, those other ramifications, that you're protected. You're really here trying to save somebody's life, and somebody that's perhaps just had a cardiac arrest and they're, mm-hmm. you know, almost nearly dead. The heart isn't beating. And your, mm-hmm. the only thing you can do in this case is really to help.
Exactly. Dr. David Pryor is a Regional Vice President, Medical Director for Anthem California Commercial Large and Strategic Accounts. And Dr. Inezi Uzendo is an interventional cardiologist and cardiovascular outcomes research fellow at Mid-America Heart Institute in Kansas City. Dr. Uzendo, you yourself experienced a heart attack. Tell us your story.
Yeah. So I, you know, was one of the people that, one of those 350,000 that suffered a cardiac arrest. And I was 25 years old, you know, in the prime of my health, wow. athletic. But that's when it happened to me. You know, it was great that people knew what a cardiac arrest was. You know, people often confuse a cardiac arrest from a heart attack. But as Dr. Pryor was saying, with a cardiac arrest, the heart stops beating. There's no blood going to the rest of the organs. And so you need someone to jump in and perform CPR right away to really become that person's heartbeat. Whereas a heart attack is a little bit different. It's still an emergency, but you have a bit more time. And so what happens with a heart attack is that there's a blockage in one of the heart arteries, and then we just need to take that person to the hospital. That person will be awake, talking to you, may have chest pain, but we just go in and open that artery up. And, you know, survival with a heart attack is greater than 90%, especially if you go into the hospital right away. Whereas with a cardiac arrest, survival is 10. So, you know, really need to kind of jump in and act. For me, there were people that knew CPR. There's an AED available. And so I received all the great things that we're hoping that everyone across the country receives or across the world receives. And that's obviously the reason why we're on this show. We really appreciate you letting us come on and spread the message.
Well, this is so important to get the word out and even for people to understand the difference between a heart attack and cardiac arrest. Dr. Uzendo, if you happen to be in the vicinity of somebody who is having an incident like this, what is the first step that you should take? Because I would think that, first of all, you need to discern, are you dealing with a heart attack or an arrest here?
Yeah. So a cardiac arrest, the way I'd say we recognize it is, first you go and say, hey, are you okay? You check if they're responsive. That's step one. The second step is, are they breathing normally? So sometimes they have abnormal breathing, so they may be breathing, but it's not completely normal. But if they're not responding and then they're not breathing normally, then you can assume that they're having a cardiac arrest, and then you jump right in. We have kind of devised over the last few years hands-only CPR, which is a two-step process. One, you call 911, activate the emergency response team, and the second step is push hard, fast in the chest. And you do those two steps, so it's kind of two and two. Two steps to recognize, are they responsive, are they breathing normally? And then two steps for hands-only CPR, calling 911 or activating the emergency response system. And then two, pushing hard and fast to the chest, are important and critical, again, to help save lives.
Sometimes people are hesitant, like you said, because they don't want to hurt somebody. But this is, again, this is, bringing awareness to if, you know, that you should have the knowledge, that we should be trained. I mean, because, you know, training is very simple, isn't it, Dr. Pryor?
it is very simple, right? It is, there are, you know, certain videos online. There's the websites that we're going to give you in a minute. Dr. Zunda will give you where to go, but it's very simple. And the one thing I want to point out to everybody is that if you're there on the scene, you call 911, you start the chest compressions, 100 to 120 compressions a minute, you may only be doing this for less than 5 minutes, right? The chances of, you know, the emergency services are going to come to the scene. There may be somebody there with an AED that comes to the scene. So you may only need to be doing this for a short amount of time, but it's critical to kind of be that bridge until other services come, because we really were trying to restore a normal rhythm to the heart, and that's when you use the AEDs to kind of shock the heart. So that's really the definitive step that has to happen, but you really play a vital role in kind of being that bridge until the emergency services team can come.
Well, Dr. Pryor and Dr. Zundo, I cannot thank you enough for coming on and sharing this counsel and this awareness, especially this week being National CPR Week. And, you know, there is a remedy to this, and especially when you consider what your survey revealed, that only 6 out of 10 people feel comfortable taking charge and giving someone CPR. And I can only imagine what kind of regret a person may feel if it was someone, a loved one, that they just, because of a lack of knowledge and some, you know, some personal responsibility, that they were unable to deliver something, as you say, Dr. Pryor, that is so simple to administer and that can save lives. Dr. Zundo, any parting advice that you want to give to our audience? And also give us the website that they can go to for more information.
Yeah, that was exactly what I wanted to kind of jump into. We obviously kind of try to abbreviate things pretty quickly, but I'd recommend that people that are interested, and I hope everyone is interested and really understands the importance of this, that people can go to heart.org /hands-only CPR. There are videos. There's a lot of resources available for people, their families, to learn hands-only CPR, to be equipped to save the lives of someone they love.
Well, Dr. David Pryor, the Regional Vice President and Medical Director for Anthem California Commercial Large and Strategic Accounts, and Dr. Nezi Uzendo is an interventional cardiologist and cardiovascular research fellow at Mid-America Heart Institute in Kansas City. Doctors, thank you so much for being with us. Take care.
Thank you.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits, paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
How would you like to publish and sell your own audiobook? Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. You'll choose from one of our many voice actors. Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Consumers are mobile these days, and having an audiobook helps authors reach a larger customer base, which increases book sales. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network does it all for you. We hold your hand throughout the entire production process. We'll create an audiobook that you can be proud of. It doesn't cost or take as much time as you may think. In fact, for us, it's pretty easy. It's what we do. If you've got a published print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, give Audiobook Network a call right now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-781-0987. 800-781-0987. That's 800-781-0987.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Before the top of the hour, I am Bill Martinez, and guess what? We've got Dr. Ted Baer, the founder and publisher of Movie Guide, talking about all things that, all things that are entertainment and that affect our culture from a biblical worldview. Dr. Ted, always good to be talking to you. How are you, sir?
Well, I could be doing better, but, you know, I'm talking to you, so that'll make it a brighter day.
Well, a day at a time.
I'm still dealing with grief and still dealing with a government that's oppressive, you know. You're in California, so I know that. Did you know you have a 40-day waiting period that they can freeze your accounts? Lily and I had some, little lightweight business accounts frozen. Mm-hmm. It takes you have to fill out tons of material, and then you have to wait 40 days. Then you have to submit it to the bank. Then you have to wait 10 days. I mean, you know, this is it. So anyway, yes, we are in the Socialist Republic of California. How can I help you? What do we want to talk about?
Well, there's lots of, but this is the reality, Ted, what you're going through. I went through it with my parents when they passed and what we had to do to, manage the estate. The state of California makes you jump through all sorts of hoops. And all you can do is be patient because they're in charge and they need a lot of tax money to support the agenda that they continue to throw upon the American people, right?
Right, to support the self-aggrandizement of Governor Gruesome.
Yes, I know. Yep, exactly. Well, into this world of entertainment, I wanted to talk to you about Blue Bloods, episode 1220, Silver Linings, and your review on that.
Well, we love Blue Bloods. I mean, let's just face it, that we've picked out more Blue Bloods that are episodes for the Movie Guide Awards and for the Epiphany Prize because they always have a prayer and they always have Christian content. And, it's a tough world being a policeman on the streets of New York when the mayor, nobody else likes policemen anymore. But the interesting thing is this Silver Linings episode, which I'm sad that this is going to be the last of Blue Bloods. I hope somebody wakes up and brings it back again, is very conservative and has very strong moral patriotic worldview. And they stand up against, some of the government stupidity. For instance, there's a thief with a knife and the district attorney. New sentencing guidelines demand the thief be released back on the streets because he never actually used the knife. And, of course, what does he do? He goes back on the street and he uses a knife. By the way, that's not a gun. We should ban all knives, all forks, all things that you can stab lab with, and then we could live in padded cells. But no, they didn't go that far. So, you know, then they start going, they're standing up to this woke culture. And I think Blue Bloods is one of the few shows that actually does that on a consistent basis, stressing Jesus, prayer, thankfulness, courage, family. So if we keep talking about it, I'm going to cry.
Yeah. Well, the deal is we're all distraught with what's happening with our country and the idiocy that seems to be given too much place. You know, the common sense has been left in the rearview mirror. But look at common sense is something that came from the church, from God, and we've abandoned both institutions, and it, we're paying the big price for it. But it is an admonition, and I know that you would join me in this, is that people of faith in the church have to really believe in what Jesus said and the mandate that he gave to the church, that we would be that force against evil. And when you consider the history of this great country, it has been the church that has consistently led the way. And Blue Bloods has been that example. Being raised Catholic, for me, you know, anything that has to do with the Catholic Church and that's represented there in Blue Bloods, and even the Sunday dinners that they have out of routine, boy, I tell you, that touches the hearts and goes to the very core of America and Americans. You know, when you see that displayed, and they've just done an excellent job, and I, like you, am going to miss Blue Bloods. We will settle for reruns, and hopefully hopefully maybe wisdom will reign, and you know, Tom Selleck and the crew will be back.
And Tom Selleck is a great actor, and yeah. You know, for those of us who weren't raised Catholic, and I came to Christ late in life, in my late 20s, Blue Bloods, the presenting of religion is never sort of sectarian and never represents a single point of view. It's very open to faith in Christ. That's the key to
yes,
it. It's not
exactly
open to other religions. It's open to Jesus Christ. That's what it's about.
Well, all churches are having a challenge right now. I mean, according to Barna and their research, Ted, they've abandoned this biblical worldview. And sadly, for me as a Catholic, to see that the Catholic Church is the lowest in rating, holding to a biblical worldview. I mean, down to about 6% the priest. You know, that's a sad commentary. And needless to say, I'm probably going to have a couple of conversations with priests here in the very short future, because I believe that this is a huge, huge warning. I mean, and I've watched this over the years. And initially, when it was brought to my attention, it was about 56 of the pastors in the church held to a biblical worldview. Now it's less than 50. So we're in a dangerous slide here. And that's all I've got to say about that, is that we need to be forewarned, because and this biblical worldview has nothing to do with you know, that you have to attend a particular, you know, seminary or anything like that. I mean, it's just the basics of the Bible in believing, you know, just a couple of highlights that the Bible is the inerrant word of God, that Jesus Christ is his son, that he sent for our salvation, and that believing in that, it's our responsibility to go forth and spread the good news. And those are the core values.
You do that. Yeah, and the interesting thing is that a lot of it is they think that if they get more, you know, hip with the culture or whatever, more woke, they're going to get more people, and that actually doesn't work. I spoke in Yale a couple of years ago, and one of the people who took me around had taken over a Presbyterian church that had gone very woke. I mean, the youth group was just going to see a movie, and he brought it back to faith and values, and it exploded. And then the LA Times had a big article that churches that were preaching faith and values were exploding.
Exactly.
So the more they preach the gospel, the more people want to go, because you can't get that. They're not a country club. They're not a, you know, exercise place. There's, you know, they built all the, I was on the board of one of the churches when I was studying for ordination, and they decided to put in a full gym. I said, if I want a gym, I could go to a country club. I can get a better gym than you can ever put in here.
Right,
I don't need
exactly.
That. I want Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. So
the full gym, was that spelled F-O-O-L, gym? Is that how that was?
Yeah,
Right. Just saying. Well, thanks for humoring me on that issue. It's obviously key. It is what is needed for our country right now, for the families that are in desperate condition. It is the word of God and God's prescription for our salvation and joy and fulfillment. Let's talk about Along for the Ride, another review. Go ahead.
Well, Along for the Ride is a team economy, and it's a well-made. I mean, it's extremely well-made, and it's about a girl who wants to re-engage with her father, and so she travels to a little coastal town. Now, you know, I was in Atlanta for 19 years, and those little coastal towns are now big metropolises. But anyway, she travels to a little coastal town, if you can still find that, in order to, and her stepmother wants her to do it, her mother doesn't want to do it, and you know, nothing goes the way she wanted it to, but she meets a young boy who also can't sleep at night and who loves to doing nightly escapades, and they learn to grow in faith, and they learn to grow with everything else. And she starts to become more of a pro family person, and the family starts opening up to her. So it's a positive movie. It's not a great movie, but it's a positive movie.
But you love movies like this, Ted, because you come out after your investment of time and money to see something like that that is just so special, right?
Yeah, that's true.
Many of us could not wait for Top Gun 2. And, wow, I mean, the popularity of this movie, I mean, it is it's delivering.
Well, I've got a lot of connections with my movie. My son is a captain in the Marine Corps. He's just been promoted to lieutenant colonel.
Semper Fi. You know, Semper Fi, you know that.
He's been in Iraq and all that. And, you know, it takes a little bit of time to get promoted to captain. So he and his wife loved it. I loved it. My son-in-law loved it. Now my daughter wants to go to it. Women love it. And I'm just happy that they hit all the right notes. Now, there's some parts of it that I disagree with. I don't like all the foul language. It's not a lot, but it's too much for, you know, I think young people. And I'm happy that for the first time, because if you remember all the Mission Impossible, we review every Tom Cruise movie, he's got some young girl in her 20s, and of course he's a lot older than that. And now he has a woman who's his age, which is nice.
Yes.
And he commits to her at the end. So, you know.
Wow.
And the daughter says, you better be faithful this time. So there's a lot of good messages in Top Gun. And a lot of conservative messages in Top Gun. And I'm surprised they got anybody to put it together, because it's a completely different movie. And it's excelling. Mm-hmm. You know, we publish all the reports of the entertainment. We show what makes money. And every one of these movies that make money have faith and values and strong patriotism. And one year, I remember patriotic movies did $153 million at the box office, and anti-patriotic movies did about $12 million. So I go out when I'm talking to Hollywood and I say, you can make the anti-patriotic movies, but look at how much money you're going to lose, because the average Hollywood movie is $104 million. So patriotic movies make money. Movies about family make money. Movies with faith and values make money, because there are big movies with faith and values.
He's the founder and publisher of Movie Guide. Dr. Ted Baer has been with us. Ted, Godspeed, my friend. Take care.
Have a good week. Bye-bye.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel.